don't plant for a day. You can starve that way. Let's talk about it on Key Light.
That's Steve Brown. He's no guru, but he loves Jesus Christ. He loves the Bible, and he loves to teach it. The program is Key Life, and here's Steve with a teaching for today. Steve?
Thanks, Mike. Hope you had a great weekend, and I hope you were as blessed by what your pastor taught as I was. Listen, if you have your Bible, open it to the book of Deuteronomy as we continue with our Old Testament survey. If you're just joining us and you think, good heavens, he's going to do verse by verse and precept upon precept, there will be another millennium and Jesus will have returned before he finishes. No, I'm not doing it that way. What we're doing is looking at each book of the Older Testament, and I'm spending some time to introduce that to you, to give you some of the major themes within that particular book, some handles, and then we're looking at some verses within the book, and I'm using my right as the Bible teacher on this program to pick the verses that I will expound on this program. So, and if it gets really old before we finish, we'll stop and do something else, and then we'll come back to this. Because I really think there is a tremendous need within the body of Christ to know the Older Testament and what it says. Sometimes we think it's just an addendum, an attachment that God put on the real Bible, which is the New Testament. That's simply not true. The Older Testament is the same God who gave us the Newer Testament. And he's not schizophrenic, and he doesn't change his mind, and he's still God. So it behooves us to study the Older Testament. All right, enough lecturing. Let's go before the throne before we study the book. Father, we're glad that we belong to you. In your presence, we're honest. That's not always true. Sometimes we remember what it was like to be a pagan when we didn't know. Sometimes we remember and we think it was fun then. Remind us, Father, the way it really was, what it was like to go to bed and to wonder what this was all about. Remind us what it was like to feel so very guilty and to have no place to go for forgiveness. Remind us what it was like to think about death and to have no hope. Remind us what it was like to be so lonely because there was no family and no Holy Spirit in our lives. Father, we're glad we belong to you, and we will rejoice insofar as you remind us of the reality of what you have done. Father, you have been so kind and so gentle in so many ways, and we have such a tendency to forget. Father, you know everybody who's listening to this broadcast. You know the people that are having marital problems. You know those who are struggling with addictions. You know the people who have been through abuse. You know the feelings of disvalue, the feelings of dishonor, the pain that's physical and financial and family. You know it all. You know the sin that causes us to blush in private, and it's no use pretending that we're good before you, but we are yours. And Father, we have no place to go except to you, and so come as you promised, alongside with your Spirit, comfort and guide and forgive and change and motivate and make us more like Jesus. And now, Father, as we study your word on this broadcast, we pray for the one who teaches. Forgive him his sins, for they are many. We would see Jesus and him only. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. If you have your Bible and you're in a place where you can open it to the book of Deuteronomy. We're going through some of the themes in this book, and then I'm going to go back in about two or three places, pick up some special places I'm going to lift up for your consideration. If you've been listening, last week we spent the time introducing the book of Deuteronomy. We saw that a helpful way to remember the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, is Genesis, beginning, creation, Exodus, redemption, freedom, Leviticus, atonement, holiness, Numbers, testing, wilderness, Deuteronomy, obedience, and the law. We talked about the name, and then we looked at an outline, and then we kind of centered in on the central verses that describe and define and point to what Deuteronomy is all about. It's Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 16. And if you have your Bible, you might want to underline that verse so that you go there first and then everything else is commentary. And this is what it says, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I command you this day for your good." And then if you were listening last week, we began the four major themes in the book of Deuteronomy. And first, we took note of a God who guides and directs. Deuteronomy 4:1, Deuteronomy 30:11 through 14, Deuteronomy 29:29. I don't know if you remember, but there was a time in the history of the church in America when some theologians came up with the idea that God was dead. And they had God's trial. In fact, the first book that I ever wrote was written during that time. It was called Where the Action Is. It was picked as one of the significant books of that year and was the biggest bomb in the history of Christendom, nevertheless. It was dealing with some of those themes. The idea was that God is dead or he has gone away on vacation. It was a misinterpretation of Bonhoeffer by some guys. Altheiser, by name, was one of the main ones. And they said, now we got to do it ourselves. We got to do what we got to do and continue to be religious and continue to walk in the ways that God has revealed, even though he's no longer there. Now, I was not a Christian in those days. Frankly, now those of us who are Calvinists know that it happened 2,000 years ago, but it was not real in my life in those days. But I was not dumb. I mean, I knew that if God was not there, then the most important person in the entire world was me. But the truth is, there is a God, and he's not uninvolved. People are always asking us, how can I know God's will? I mean, I wish I knew God's will. Let me tell you something. Don't worry about it so much. He's not in the business of keeping his will from you. He's given you his book. He's given you his people. He's giving you his church. He's given you circumstances. And he's still involved in your life. We have a staff member, and we love her a lot. Her name is Jennifer here at Key Life. And she just found out last year that she has MS. And I'll tell you something, that ain't fun. She's doing really well. And if you think of it, you might remember her in your prayers. She answers a lot of our letters, mainly the theological ones. She has a graduate education in theology and biblical studies, so she knows a lot of stuff. But she's teaching at the little church she attends. She's teaching a course for women on suffering and how you deal with it. And she can speak to that because she's a young lady, beautiful, fairly newly married. And now she's got MS, and it's a pretty scary place to be. And she was telling me this morning before I came into the studio to talk to you, she was said, "Do you know something, Steve?" She said, "Do you know what I've been getting letters about?" And I said, "No, what?" "About MS." She said, "There are 300,000 people in America who have MS, and already in the last two or three weeks, three of them have written to me, and we never got any letters about that until I got it." You say, "Wow, that's pretty heavy." That is pretty heavy, as a matter of fact. The truth is that God is involved in Jennifer's life. And God is involved in every believer's life. He isn't away on vacation somewhere. He is not dead. He is quite involved. I didn't mean to say all of that. Secondly, from the book of Deuteronomy, looking at major themes, we noted not only a God who guides and who is involved, but we took note of a man who cares. Deuteronomy 3:25 through 27, and it's Moses. Somebody has said, and you ought to read that passage because it's really good. Somebody has said the world is yet to see what God can do with somebody who doesn't care who gets the credit. That's true, but I would add something to it. The world has yet to see what God will do with somebody who doesn't care who gets the credit and who loves God's people more than they love themselves. And then notice that Moses, and that's a great passage in Deuteronomy, passed the leadership on to Joshua. In another week or two, we're going to start looking at the book of Joshua, and I can hardly wait to get there and almost think I'm going to skip over there and just drop all the stuff we're looking at now. But I can't do that. That would be unfair. But notice God's man. Then thirdly, and this is new, and I'm just going to mention it, from the book of Deuteronomy, I want you to note not only the God who guides and the man who leads, but note a vision that is past. Somebody said, if you're planning for a year, plant corn. If you're planning for a generation, plant trees. If you're planning forever, plant people. And this book is about people. Deuteronomy 29, 14 through 15. Nor is it with you only that I make this sworn covenant, but with him who is not here with us this day, as well as with him who stands here with us this day before the Lord our God. When you read that, say, Lord, that's me. You're talking about me. You think about that. Amen. Are you a part of our Key Life Tape family? You're not. Let me tell you how it works. Once you give me a call, 1-800, or you give us a call, 1-800-KEY-LIFE, 24 hours a day, or you can write Key Life Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794, or Key Life Canada Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5M3, or you can email us, steve@keylife.org, with your regular mailing address. Has to be a part of Key Life Tapes. And then whenever funds permit, you receive every few weeks automatically a tape of my Bible teaching. Now, these are not the tapes of the broadcast. You can subscribe to those. These are tapes of places where I teach the Bible. Reformed Seminary, The Cove, the Lake Barkley Fellowship. And wherever you have a cassette recorder, we can study the Bible together. Let us know, and they're absolutely free, and I mean that. But that does not mean that I'll turn down a contribution. I talked to George, our executive vice president, this morning, and he said, Steve, we're having some real financial problems, so tell people. So I'm telling you. Now, I know that most of you can't help us, but if you can, you pray about it and be as generous as you can. You can charge it on your MasterCard, Visa, Discover card, included in your envelope, and for any contribution of any size, when you request it, I'll send you the cassette teaching as my thank you, Grace, the Heart of the Incarnation. Be sure and give us the call letters of this great station. And, oh yes, Key Life is a production of Key Life Network.